Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a great win for us, man. That was a great win. I'll take every one we can get. Obviously, the team that knocked you out in the playoffs, it's even sweeter to come back, but it's just one game, you know, so we just got to focus on the next one now, and that's what's most important.
That's Jaylen Brown heading into tonight's load management situation where he will not play against the Washington Wizards. Before we get to the Celtics and JB, though, we got to get to our QB under the tree. Time to give away another football. Time to give away a football signed by a former Patriots quarterback.
It's going to be one heck of a football that we give away here.
Under our tree, it could be anybody.
It's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My voice squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. You heard it. Call the contest line, not the regular line. I know we're only 4 days into this, but it's taken people a while to get used to it. Be caller number 10 right now, 617-931-0937. Ted Johnson is going to head over to the beautiful Christmas tree and get a football signed by a former Patriot. And while he does that, I'm going to tell you that customers can order their own premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. I don't know if Ted's doing that extra loud for effect or if that's how he naturally opens presents, but you can hear him. He's getting to that football.
First of many presents today for Ted Johnson.
That's right. Happy birthday.
He's just practicing for after.
Happy birthday, Ted.
We
and who
Ted
is it?
Presents,
what do we got under there?
Presents.
This quarterback had one of the highest passing games of the season so far. That would be one Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, it's a record-setting football.
Wow. There you go.
I believe it's the most completions in the history of the NFL.
47.
Yep.
47 completions. So if you're caller number 10 now and you know the play call that was given out this morning, 7:30, Greg Hill Show, you can win yourself a Jacoby Brissett football. We'll give you the winner and the play call at the end of this segment that you'll need to win a ball tomorrow morning.
What was the number again?
That's 617-931-0937.
It's a great
number. If you watch the screens, some people got the number and some people didn't because they listening is important. We learned that yesterday when Ted was on his little rant and dealing with callers who clearly weren't listening.
Nope.
And the phone number is important. But yes, we need to get to our guy, JB. Ted Johnson, there's been a lot of football, Monday, weird schedule. We haven't had a chance to really touch base with you on JB and what he's doing, this little stretch he's had, a couple 40-point games, mm-hmm. a triple-double in there. How are we feeling about Jaylen Brown and what he's doing?
I hope he goes and thanks Kata every night for his success. Other than that, he's doing great, right? Averaging 29 points, a career high, 6 rebounds, 4.8 assists, a career high. Shooting almost 50% from the field, career high. 78% from the free throw line. It's got to get a little better, don't it, bud? But career high, nonetheless.
That game the other night when he hit 1 of 2 and kept it a 2-point game instead of a 3-point game late, I knew I was going to hear about that.
How about this? If JB maintains his 29-point average, he would be third in the history of Celtics, just behind Jason Tatum at 30.1 and then Larry Bird, who had averaged 29.9 points back in 87-88 season. So, look, he's he's playing great. When you see, particularly over the last five games, when they're beating Detroit and Orlando, Cleveland and New York, he's 34 points, 7.2. So in the biggest games, he's delivering. But isn't this what we're supposed to expect from JB? I mean, there's no Jason Tatum. He was the highest paid player in the league 2 years ago. So is it all that surprising? I mean, we're all acting like this is something that we've never seen before or not expected. And when it's, the team's best player is out right now. So the second best player is filling in. And so he's going to get more touches, more opportunities to score. And so I'm not surprised that he's got career highs in some of these categories because Jason Tatum isn't out there. So I don't know. I heard you guys earlier talking about it. I know it's great to see, it's not all that surprising to me, is all I'm trying to say.
And it shouldn't be. I agree with you. I think some of us who thought this was in him thought he'd have an opportunity to score more, thought he'd have an opportunity to have the ball in his hands more and things of that nature, and he has taken advantage of it. I think the question comes up, though, there still seems to be this, are people annoyed by what he said? I did my three-point stance a couple weeks ago, Fitzy, on that comment he made about, oh, my guy Tracy McGrady had to tell me to stay here because I was mad because they wanted to trade me.
His breakfast podcast.
Odd thing to bring up at the point in the season.
Awful. It was a terrible, terrible thing. Now, I saw he did, I think, another one. I think there was another Twitch last night that I saw making the rounds on my Twitter. The only highlight I saw was him joking about points scored, that he crossed 12,000, and he was like, wait, people got to 40,000 points? How the bleep do they do that kind of thing? So if he sticks to those kind of little silly, fun basketball comments on Twitch, I think that's great. But, we had a caller, Fitzy, that calls up and said, how come you're not talking about his turnovers? That's a guy that just doesn't like Jaylen Brown, in my opinion, and I'm guessing it isn't just the turnovers. It's what he says, how he carries himself. There's a preconceived view of who Jaylen Brown is, and 40 points doesn't change it.
I wonder how many people also, in addition to not loving his Twitches and not loving the fact that he treats his platform like one for his particular interests, his causes, social justice, etc., which of course we know there was all sorts of pushback on for the last half decade or so. Do people also just sort of hold it against him for, like, we'll say in that Eastern Conference Finals when Tatum rolled his ankle 46 seconds into the game? And Jaylen Brown had an opportunity to do what he ultimately did in the playoffs later and is doing this season and be the man, and he kind of spit the bit that night.
No, I think there are a lot of layers. I do think the thing you brought up, too, is the visual, Ted. He has some of the ugliest turnovers you'll ever see from an NBA player, especially from a superstar. Whatever he's going to be, I put out a poll earlier. A lot of fans assume he's going to be all-NBA. He has some of the worst turnovers you'll ever see from an all-NBA player.
I like how you put that. Was he in the ballroom for the first time dribbling before the game? What's going on there? So, I do. I'm trying to think of an analogy here. I don't know. Help me out, Fitzy. Who's an actor that people love their movies, but not the stuff off? Tom Cruise, maybe? Hey, I love Tom Cruise movies. Oh, but he's Scientology.
I'll give you the perfect Mel Gibson. Like, there's somebody who, like, his off-screen activities. It's like,
it's so they don't like the off-the-screen behavior, so it's going to impact what they think of him on screen. I think that it's a lot of what happens with Jaylen Brown is the off-the-court stuff is going to influence what they think of him on the court.
Is this where is this going long-term? Like, we're seeing how it's playing out this year, right? He's doing what he's supposed to do. They're now in the sixth spot, so hopefully they're going to end up a playoff team. You're going to get Jason Tatum back. Does he just willingly go back to second fiddle, or did he get a taste of the good stuff? And is this going to alter that relationship that we've talked about seemingly since it started 8 years ago?
I mean, if nothing prior to this season has impacted their relationship, I can't imagine this being the one thing that all of a sudden breaks it, and now they can't work together, and because now one's got a taste of what it's like to be in the one, and so they're going to – I mean, don't you want to win? Like, aren't you better when you're both playing on the court?
Yep.
To think that you need your own ship, I just think – To win in the NBA, look, you might not need a big three, but you need a big two, don't you? At least.
Absolutely.
He's got to realize that. It's just, I think he loves playing for this team. I don't know if he likes living in this town, but I think he loves playing for the Celtics organization. I can't imagine he would want to give all that up. The money they paid him, the way they've treated him, just because now all of a sudden he's has to go back to a number two. I mean, we only say he's a number two. They inside they don't talk about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Him as a number two?
Right.
Right?
Well, and I just wonder, I said to Fitzy, the optimistic fan in me says, is he learning what he can do and how he can do it, and can that be put to good use? So in the, you know, in the NBA, they say the non-Tatum minutes. So if Tatum's not on the floor, okay, JB, I want you to be a Ferrari right now. You got 6 minutes, 8 minutes. Go be the Ferrari. Go give me a run of points, dominate the game, and then you can rest. And like, you almost have a, yeah. It could be better. And it's like having two aces, right? Yeah. We want to have two aces for the Red Sox. You could have two aces.
What I'm trying to figure out, Fitzy, is stylistically, what with JB running the show, stylistically, how different is it than when JT is running the show? And is that going to impact how things are run when JT comes back? There's less threes now a little bit. Maybe it's a little more of attacking kind of offense. JT, is he going to really want to attack the basket when he comes back from that Achilles? Probably not. So I'm wondering stylistically, Fitzy, if anything changes when JT comes back.
It's going to have to, for two reasons. One, to adapt to what Tatum does best. Hopefully that's less iso ball and maybe more team-oriented play. And two, it's going to have to just because he's only going to be able to play a certain number of minutes a night as well, Ted. Like, he's going to start probably at the 13 to 16-minute range and have to work his way back up to playing full games, we hope, by the end of the season or come playoffs. But if what the Celtics are doing now continues to work, and they let's say, Andy, they work their way up to the 5 seed or the 4 seed, Tatum's going to have to integrate into what's working for these Celtics, not, okay, guys, now everything changed for Tatum because the big dog is back. Jaylen Brown is clearly, it's funny, he's 22-17 without Tatum on the court over his career. Yet he's clearly most comfortable now than I've seen him in years.
Yeah, and that's interesting what you bring up, because it just made me, like, it's going to put pressure on the other players on the court. Almost like, well, which style are we playing? Am I with JB? Who do I defer to? Like,
yeah.
It's almost like divorced parents and, like, which one's in charge right now?
Yeah.
Which house am I in? Which house rules am I using? Am I on JB's court with JB's rules? Am I in Tatum's court with Tatum's rules?
You can't have two alphas out there in a five-team, you know, a five-player team.
Right.
Like, someone's got to be the alpha. And that, it's interesting because you got a lot of young guys that, who do I defer to, right?
It's going
to
be interesting. This is something we're going to keep an eye on, not only into the spring, but then into the start of next season and how that team is built around Tatum and Brown. Congratulations to our winner of a Jacoby Brissett football autographed QB under the tree. Robert G. in Lisbon, Connecticut is the proud new owner of a Jacoby Brissett autographed football. That's right.
Winners.
He is the guy that has the record for the most completions in a single game in NFL history.
And they almost won the game, too.
Yeah, they did. He's also in those funny backup QB commercials that are on TV these days.
Yeah.
He's one of those backup QBs. So your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning, 7:30, on the Greg Hill Show, as long as you know the play call. And the play call today is...
Check, check. Here we go.
Check, check.
I'm signaling over here. I'm signaling over there.
Green 80. Green 80.
There you go.
Ready, break. Green 80 tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show will get you a QB Green under the 80. Tree autographed football by a former Patriots quarterback. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, You knew there was going to be one. There's going to be a segment always, it feels like, on Jordan Hudson. There is more Jordan Hudson news. She's making requests and demands. What is she up to down at UNC? We'll touch on that next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.